to report the facts. We have an honest establishment here, right? And so it's this assumption that the things are operating in with a good criteria, and they have to be checked. They are not allowed to lie.
Yeah. On the news. Why would they lie? Well, because they hate you and they want you unemployed, starving, and dead. All right.
That'd be illegal to lie. It'd be illegal. They'd get caught. Something would happen.
Yes.
Right?
It would be exposed. Someone would expose them, surely. If they were lying, someone would be on a podcast talking about it somewhere, surely. It's crazy. But yeah, so back in those days, you had your two channels, and they were just spewing their own garbage all the time, and people were just eating it up. And that's why we have damaged boomers today. That's why we can't get them out of this rut. And that's also why you see boomers that go on the internet, they believe everything. You know, that's why QAnon bullshit is like catnip for the boomers. Like, they believe fucking aliens and all different dimensions, all that shit. If they can read it, they'll believe it. You know, and I'm generalizing here. There are some based boomers, all right? You don't have to be upset. Generalizing. This generation has that problem, whereas other generations have different problems, but we all have problems. But this is like, this is why it's so hard to get the boomer out of his rut. You know, he's just stuck in his ways like fucking concrete. And yeah, when they do get unhinged, they can go crazy pretty quickly. So that's why we have to take care of them. And soon they'll be gone as well. So care for your boomers before it's too late. That's what I was going to say. I don't know. Some other people have other opinions. They just want the boomer death to take place. But I have a lot of sympathy for these people. It's not their fault, just like, you know, the sheep that have been brainwashed with all the anti-white garbage all their lives. I don't know. We have individual responsibility, but they have been done a number on, that's for sure.
Well, I think we have even more responsibility because we have information and we have access to everything. We've had it for quite some time, and even more than ever now. So if you can't use some critical thinking and get some stuff figured out and be brave enough to question, right, then it's really your fault. I think the older generation, there's obviously things we can pick at, right? But they had limited information, and they thought society operated in a certain way. So it's sort of, you should only get so frustrated, right?
Mm-hmm.
With each generation. I would just say I would be extra frustrated with our generation because we have everything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And what are we using it for? Fucking TikTok videos and Instagram thoughts. I don't know. Yeah. This technology is being wasted on the lowbrow, low IQ garbage. Also quite intentional. You know, the internet has been, you know, saturated with crap, fast clicky crap for your most base brain to activate. So